himself above other conservative contenders to be the next Speaker of the House.
KCRW's Avishai Artsy. Unemployment has dropped near record lows, but a large group of young people in the country are still struggling to find work. They're called disconnected youth, and there are a lot of them in the L.A. area. A new study finds the problem of disconnected youth has implications not just for themselves and their families, but also for the communities where they live. KCRW's Brandon Handelsman explains.
If you're between the ages of 16 and 24, out of school and not employed, you fall under this category of disconnected youth. That's according to a new national study by the research firm Measure for America. It finds those folks will make less money over the course of their careers, will have more contact with the criminal justice system, and even an increase in health problems when compared to their peers.
And that's really concerning in terms of how off track your life can get when you're separated from school and work for such a long period of time.
Kristen Lewis is one of the report's authors. She says teens and young adults of color are more likely to fall into this category. Income levels play a role as well. Gary Painter with USC's Center for Social Innovation says society as a whole also suffers.
We're also placing additional burdens on the overall community because these folks will require funds for the social safety net, and they're not contributing the same levels in terms of tax revenue.
The report finds there are more than 160,000 disconnected youth living in the LA metro area. For KCRW, I'm Brandon Handelsman.
Support for NPR comes from Log Me In, makers of GoToMeeting, a